So I was meeting my friend Annie at a coffee shop with her husband. I never had actually met her husband, but he'd been apparently pestering her for like years about how much he loves watching threesomes on his porn sites, and wouldn't it be great if they could do that too? I slipped into the booth next to Annie. Hi, Annie. Leaned in and then kissing her on the lips. Now, I'm not really into girls, but I knew what this would do to her husband watching us. I looked over at him and I said, Hi, you must be John. Annie tells me that you like threesomes. It was cute watching him try to be cool, but he was squirming while Annie and I snuggled against each other in our side of the booth, cheek to cheek, looking at him. Without taking my eyes off of him, I said, Annie, should we take him back to my place and show him a really great threesome? She giggled, and then we were suddenly out the coffee shop, walking around the corner up to my flat that was just about a block or so away. Annie and I were playfully walking with our arms around each other's waists, and our hands were on our asses, John right behind, looking at us, squeezing and caressing each other right out there on the street. Now, my flat is really just my playhouse. It's a small studio that I rent, and I don't have much furniture, but I do have this very big bed right in the middle of the room. You see, I don't really live there. I just fuck there and play there. So I have this old wooden chair for my playmates who like to watch me sometimes. I told John to sit in that chair, and then Annie and I went over to the bed and we were looking at him, having him watch us. Her lips and her skin were so soft. You know, maybe I could get into girls. We were kissing and undressing each other just down to our undies, pressing our bodies against each other. But we were looking at John and teasing him, watching him get so worked up. I took Annie's hand and we went over to where he was sitting. Oh, that big bulge was so huge in his pants. Do you like watching us, sweetie? He could barely answer. He was so excited. We were on either side of him, leaning over him, kissing each other above his head. Our breasts were touching either side of his face. Then we slid down, and Annie and I both clicked the cuffs around his wrists and his ankles so quickly he didn't even know what was happening. And then there was a knock on the door, and I said, Oh, perfect timing. Come in. And then my lover came in, my tall, muscular, strong man that I use when I need a really good fucking. Annie said to her husband, You like watching threesomes, don't you, dear? You didn't think that you were going to be in the threesome, did you? He struggled, but the chair is bolted to the floor. It's my special chair for my special boys. He wasn't going anywhere. Then my boy toy came over to us, pretty much ignoring John in that heavy chair, took both of us by the wrists and led us over towards the bed. Oh, God, that man has talented fingers. My bra and my panties were gone in an instant, and then I noticed Annie was naked, too. He said he was obviously overdressed, so I slid his shirt up his chest, feeling my hands over that hard muscles of his chest. And while Annie was helping him out of his pants and shoes, suddenly he was naked, too, and we were just sliding against him. Annie on her knees, rubbing her breasts gently up and down those tree trunk thighs. Me pressed against his incredible torso, looking at him. Oh, and he was looking at us and at John. My hand just naturally went to his cock. So big, so hard, so perfect. Annie came up to her knees and kissed it while I stroked it. His large hand slid up my back to the top of my head, and then he gently pushed me to my knees, facing his cock and John's wife. I could hear John groaning over my shoulder, watching his wife and me start to lick either side of that magnificent shaft. I could feel her lips touching mine, our noses brushing against each other, that shaft between us in our mouths, rubbing it gently back and forth. Then she slipped her lips over the tip and started sucking him hard, and I went down to his balls, pulling each testicle into my mouth, one at a time. Oh, we were still putting on a show for her husband, but it was just so hot. It was so primal, worshipping this cock with another woman. Oh, John was saying something. I couldn't hear him with my ears covered by thighs, and Annie's moans were all around me. We both came up for a breath, and she turned to him and said, Now, you love watching threesomes, so just watch, honey. Oh, next thing I knew, she and I were pulled up and side by side on all fours on the bed next to each other. My lover slid his cock between my ass cheek. He was looking at John while he was sliding it down between my pussy lips, and then gently sliding it into me. Oh, Annie was looking at her husband, and then looking at my lover, and then looking back at her husband. You know I'm next, she said to him. Oh, her poor, bound, cuckolded little hubby. He just couldn't stop moaning and trying to say things, but he just couldn't even talk. Oh, and I felt that huge cock slide out. Oh, but then I heard Annie gasp as he put it in her, and his cock was already slick with my pussy juices. Oh, and then that wonderful, talented man started fucking both of us, pulling out of her, sliding into me, pulling out of me, into her, into me. I found myself kissing her again. I felt her finger between my legs, and then my finger was between her legs. We were rubbing each other's clits. We were fingering each other while we were being fucked by the same cock at the same time. Oh, then my amazing lover, bringing us so close, both of us, pulled out and walked around to the other side of the bed where we both sat up, both of us still fingering each other on the edge, just almost coming the whole time, and he gave his cock a few more hard strokes. Oh, and then he came over both of us. A wonderful dripping drizzle of man cum dripping down both of our chests, and I swear we both orgasmed right then. Oh my God. Then Annie took my hand and led me over to her bound and still completely clothed husband, where he was groaning in his chair with this big, greasy stain in his pants. She winked at me, and we both leaned over him again, presenting our slick, sweaty, semen-covered breasts for him. And he licked the goo from us. I heard Annie say, "You know, I think you're right. I do like threesomes."